I want to know how many of you are initiated devotees. I want to know how many are initiated. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And does that mean that the rest of you are not initiated? So I want to also ask another question. And this is a question that generally devotees don't like to be asked. Because maybe it starts to sound political. But may I ask, who is the representative of Krishna who has given you the Diksha mantras? Diksha mantra, do you all have Diksha, or you only have Nam, or what?
Few of us have Nam, few of us.
Some of you are twice initiated, twice born?
Yeah.
Okay, so may I ask who are your spiritual masters?
I was disciple of Hare Krishna Swami, and now I took shelter of Indradana Swami.
Indradana Maharaj?
Yes.
Okay. And?
Sabha Smita Krishna Maharaj.
Bobo Krishna
Maharaj? Smita Krishna
Maharaj. Smita Krishna Maharaj. And?
I was disciple of Sudra Swami and Krishna Maharaj. I took shelter from the Bhakti Vaibhava Swami.
Okay. And?
Lokanath
Maharaj. Lokanath Maharaj. And? Mataji?
I was
like
Krishna
Rai,
now
Krishna Krishna Maharaj. Any others?
Smita Krishna
Maharaj. Yourself? Yeah. Now, the reason why I ask this is because generally, there should be the permission from the Diksha Guru for one should think to hear from another Vaishnava. I have a saying, different moods for different dudes. Different moods for different dudes. So, different Vaishnavas will have different approaches. Generally, according to the individual's adhikar, or according to an individual's leaning toward a particular aspect of devotional life, the mood will be different. Just like some devotees are gung-ho for book distribution. And that's also good. But they may not appreciate it if their disciples hear Aindradas saying that actually book distribution is not enough. You know, then suddenly, the blood boils. And they say, who is this angered us? And then they'll instruct everybody, don't hear from him. That's not Prabhupada's mood. But, you know, honestly speaking, it was Srila Prabhupada who appeared in a dream and told me that. So, you know, somebody can say, well, that was Prabhupada in a dream, but wasn't the real Prabhupada. But for me, it was the real Prabhupada. So, they say Prabhupada's mood. But does anyone really know what was Prabhupada's mood? You know, I would venture to say that at different times, in different circumstances, Prabhupada exhibited various moods. You know, and one disciple of Prabhupada may have been present to witness Prabhupada in a particular mood, and another disciple of Prabhupada may have been present at another time to witness Prabhupada perhaps in a maybe slightly different or very different mood. So, and even different devotees, when they read Prabhupada's books, they pick up on different points of interest that touch their hearts individually. So, as such, different devotees will, let's say, represent different aspects of the personality of Srila Prabhupada. Because Prabhupada actually had quite a variegated personality. Just like in his Bhaktivedanta purports, according to Prabhupada himself, he says that within those purports are included his personal ecstasies, his bhavas. But in the purports where you'll find that Prabhupada is advocating the re-establishment of Varnashram and human society and various other rather sub-religious external, you know, aspects of hardly even Krishna consciousness. It's not exactly Krishna consciousness. It's something which is rather superfluous to Krishna consciousness, but sometimes Prabhupada would go to great lengths to describe the importance of such things. So then someone might conclude that re-establishing Varnashram Dharma and human society is Prabhupada's mood. But someone with a little deeper insight may be able to penetrate through the external demeanor of Srila Prabhupada's presentation to understand his actual mood behind what he's talking about. So, different devotees will glean different meanings, you know, from what they're reading in Srila Prabhupada's purports even. You know, someone will see the all importance of reestablishing Varnashram Dharma, and some devotees may see beyond that and appreciate how compassionate Srila Prabhupada is, and try to even go beyond that, because there's a compassion which is exhibited externally, and then even deeper than that is the source of that compassion. Why that compassion is there? What is the ultimate goal of his being compassionate to the fallen conditioned souls? What's the ultimate goal? So, ultimately, that has to be ascertained. It's like if you see the top of a skyscraper, you know, what's on the surface, so to speak, but you don't understand the foundation, then you don't really understand what is a skyscraper. You know? So you may see, you may understand something superficially about Krishna, or about Lord Chaitanya, or about, you know, Srila Prabhupada. Or about the Sankirtan movement. Or about ourselves. You see? Without actually going very deep into the heart of the matter. So, you know, I can't, it's not my business, it's not my duty to pretend to know what kind of consciousness or what kind of mood my godbrothers have, you know, in various corners of the world. I'm not omniscient. I don't know what turmoil is going on in their heart. I don't know if they're feeling intense separation from Krishna. I don't know what level they're actually on. Some of them may be, you know, still struggling with the anarthas, like Harikesh Maharaj obviously was not on a very highly elevated platform, otherwise why did, you know, things turn out the way they did?
Já prostě nejsem jako vševědoucí a není můj povinností vědět prostě o všech náladách a o tom, co se děje v srdcích i duchovní pravdu po celém světě. Jestli cítí hluboké odloučení Krišny, nebo jestli mají prostě nějaký zmatek a spoustu alát, jako třeba Hare Krishna, určitě je tam měl, jinak by se nestalo to, co se stalo.
Some of them may be on the Nishta platform as beginning Madhyamadikaris. Some of them may be, you know, at the stage of Ruchi. Some of them may be, you know, chanting Shudanam. Some of them may be, you know, having intense attachment to the lotus feet of Krishna at the stage of Asakti. Some of them may be even transcendental to the influence of the three modes of material nature at the stage of Bhava.
Ruchi, Možná, že někteří cítí prostě hlubokou připoutanost ke Krišnovi a jsou na úrovni háva.
Those who are at the ruchi stage and above are chanting Shudanam.
Někteří jsou na úrovni ruchi a háva, tak zpívají čisté, jsou Shudhana, čisté jméno.
And according to Bhaktivinoda Thakura, he says that those who chant Shudanam from the stage of Ruchi, they are pure devotees, and those who are still on the clearing stage chanting Nalabhas, they are Vaishnavabhas. They are not yet pure devotees in the real sense.
A ti, co zpívají na té čistící úrovni, tak jsou na Lahás, tak jsou jako na ještě nejsou na té úrovni čistého jména, jsou na úrovni Vaishnava a Vás.
And there may even be, I keep hoping and praying, that Prabhupada's success would go so far as to actually have at least a handful of devotees who are relishing rasa, relishing prema, prema ras.
Já opravdu doufám, že Prabhupáda dosáhl toho úspěchu, že měl alespoň skutečně takových udaných knížáků, kteří dosáhli úrovně rasy, prema ras.
But I'm not one to, you know, second guess everyone's motives.
Ale já nejsem ten, kdo by měl prostě odhadovat ty nálady, ty motivy.
It's said that a disciple should live with a spiritual master in his ashram for a year before considering, or let's say live with a Vaishnava in the ashram of that Vaishnava for a year before considering that Vaishnava as one's guru and approaching him for diksha or any such things.
Je řečeno, že by člověk měl žít aspoň jeden rok se Vaishnavou v ashramu předtím, než vůbec začne uvažovat o tom, že by se stali žákem.
So if it takes someone a year to suss somebody out and figure out, you know, what level he's on and whether he can actually trust that that person is going to take him back, going back to Godhead, you know, the whole way, you know, from beginning to ultimate perfection, you know, in order for someone to have such faith, he has to live with the spiritual master for a year. So then how am I going to figure it out if I don't hardly even see them coming to Vrindavan, you know, and I'm sitting here in Vrindavan and they're traveling all over the world preaching, I'm sure. But you know, I don't know who they are, I don't know what they're doing, I don't know what consciousness they have, etc.
Když trvá člověku rok, aby zjistil, jako jestli může v toho druhá požit svoji plnou víru a jestli je on schopný vzít od začátku až nakonec té cesty, tak jak mám vidět já, jako, jak na jaké jsou úrovni, jaké moje motivy a když já vidím, já jsem tady vyjednávanou a jenom jak občas vidím, kolikrát tam nějaký večer vyjednávaný a jak mám vidět, jak na tom jsou, kde jsou, co chtějí.
And I don't have any disciples.
A já nemám žádný žáky.
Thank God. Save myself some trouble, right? So it's like I feel like, you know, if I speak before a group of devotees who are initiated by other god brothers of mine, or even god nephews of mine these days, I feel like I'm kind of like tiptoeing through the tulips.
Že když tady když posledky mám tady volně přeskupinou Vaishnavu, který jsou zasvěcení od různých duchovních bratří, tak si připadám, jako kdybych prostě šel po špičkách do pána.
I don't want to disturb anybody.
Nechci nikoho prostě rozrušit.
I don't want to make anybody mad at me.
Nechci, aby se na mě naštval.
You know, I don't want the Maharajas to come barking up my tree.
Nechci, aby Maharaja chodil štěkat pod tím strom.
Or breathing down my neck. You know, but the plain and simple fact is that Eindridas is Eindridas, and Eindridas is naturally inclined to speak according to my heart's calling, according to my realizations in Krishna consciousness. And I don't know how everybody else is going to respond to that, but I'm who I am, and if they don't like it, they can lump it, or they can throw me out of my ass, you know, according to their, you know, predilection. That's, you know, I'm prepared for anything, but I don't want to commit any offense. So therefore, my suggestion is that before anyone comes, you know, forward to inquire from Eindridas about anything or ask Eindridas to speak about anything, at least kindly make sure that your spiritual master has no objection to the idea. Beforehand.
By bylo lepší, kdybyste předtím, než prostě přijete za jinou dásem. Já jsem prostě takový, jaký jsem, jako, a my jste to můžou vůbec do svých realizací a podat svého přístupu k Krišnu. Takže lepší, když někdo přijde prostě se něco zeptat jako mě, tak by měla se zeptat svého ministra, jestli je to v pořádku předtím, než přijde.
So, on that note, I should ask another question. Shall we go on with any further discussion?
At least Smita Krishna Swami's disciples got permission. Today I told Guru Maharaj that we are going to have the session today.
Yeah.
And he said, well, that's a good thing to do today.
Alright, so... And the next question is, what is the topic of discussion?
Maybe.
What, you know, maybe you want to ask questions and then we can just rant and rave according to our, you know, feelings about various things. At least if you ask questions, then I can more or less know what level of discussion should be there. And maybe try to bring it up a little bit, if necessary. What do you think? Are there any questions about anything? Would you think that maybe, you know, insignificant Eindridas would be able to shed some light on for your spiritual benefit? We have a question over here.
Is there telling about the source of Prabhupada's mercy upon us? Yeah. We can take it for I have got some idea what it could be, but I would be interested to know what the source is.
What is the source of Srila Prabhupada's mood of compassion?
Yeah.
Where does it stem from, is the idea? It stems from the heart of a Rajbasi.
Otázka byla, odkud teda, kde je ten zdroj Prabhupádovy nálady soucitu. Vydá, že ta vyrůstá z soucitu ze srdce Prajbásu.
An eternal Prajbásu.
Eternal.
Eternal.
Většinu Prajbásu.
And not an ordinary Prajbásu.
Ne, většinu Prajbásu.
No Prajbásu is ordinary. But he is a very special Vrishvasi. It's just like how Srila Prabhupada very much appreciated, and even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu liked to hear Gadadhar Pandit. reading from the Bhagavatam, where there's discussions of about Prahlad Maharaj's prayers to Lord Nrsimhadev, or Dhruva Maharaj. These discussions, it's described that Mahaprabhu would hear these, you know, hundreds of times, these particular chapters. And Srila Prabhupada also very much appreciated, and he more or less again and again harped on Prahlad Shiksha, that I'm not, you know, happy to see the plight of all these fools and rascals, you know, in this world, who are not engaging themselves in pure devotional service.
I think
Srila Prabhupada very often would harp on this this point, that this is the mood of a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava is compassionate upon fallen conditioned souls. The Vaishnava is paradukha-dukhi. Means that he suffers to see others suffering. And therefore, he's para up, you know, he engages in para upakara, to do good for others. And this is the mood of a Vaishnava, as exemplified by Prahlad Maharaj. Now, someone, as some of the Babajis in Vrindavan, they conclude that because they've heard how Prabhupada very much appreciated and also in certain respects appeared to exhibit the mood of Prahlad Maharaj. So they may conclude, and they do conclude, that Prabhupada was having the Prahlad Bhav. But I'm sorry, I disagree with him. Prahlad Maharaj is an elementary example of the Vaishnava principle of compassion toward others. It can be easily seen, appreciated, identified with by the neophyte devotees. The exhibition of compassion, that paradukha-dukhi mood, which causes the exhibition of compassion in the form of para-upakara, that is not merely a matter of seeing people suffering in various ways, like being napalmed, you know, or being nuked, or like trees with bugs eating their way up the bark, inside the bark, and Woody Woodpecker coming along and, you know, birds eating bugs and, you know, any number of horrendous suffering conditions of life in this material world, or the suffering in hell. Rikshit Maharaj was concerned about, you know, the sufferings in hell and how people may be delivered from hellish conditions. So compassion is, you know, on an elementary platform, one may think that compassion means to relieve people of their various types of sufferings.
Případy trpení, jako třeba když lidi prostě hladoví nebo brouci, prostě, kteří jsou v kůře stromů, tak je začne prostě vychovat datel. Prostě ten skutečný soucit není právě tohoto vidět, prostě, jak lidi trpí těm okolnostem.
But actually real compassion is not just a matter of feeling sorry for people because they're suffering in various material ways. The rascals deserve to suffer. They turn their back on Krishna. You know, turn their face away from Krishna. We all deserve to suffer a lot more than we actually have. You know, due to our abject foolishness. You know, we need to be taught good lessons. So, if someone who has a little deeper understanding of the principle of compassion will not think in terms of relieving people of their material suffering. Material suffering is really an insignificant suffering compared to spiritual suffering. What is spiritual suffering? Spiritual suffering means the distress of being separated from Krishna. That's why, if you've ever heard any of my katas or classes or any such things recorded, you'll hear me say things like, you know, I don't consider there to be any difference between Vaikuntha and hell. How can you live without seeing the face of Krishna? What's the use of a Krishna without a flute? What's the use of Krishna without Radharani? You know, how can we continue to rot in the consciousness of being satisfied in any other condition of existence, either material or spiritual, you know, devoid of the association of Krishna and his eternal associates in the realm of Raja?
Můžeme jako
How can anyone continue to go on in that condition of existence? Not even realizing that there's suffering. Not even realizing that, you know, they're missing out on all the fun. You know, in the Nitya Leelas of the Lord. You know, that's real suffering. Can you imagine being stuck in Vaikuntha for the rest of eternity without Krishna? Without Radharani? That's a horrible proposition. You know, so what to speak of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls, you know, in this material world suffering in various material ways. What about compassion for all the souls that somehow or other got stuck in Vaikuntha, in that cell block? There's more chances of people getting an opportunity to progress to the realm of Braja from Martyrlok than there is chances of progressing from Vaikuntha to the realm of Golok. So it's better to be here a suffering Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadi with at least a prospect of coming in contact with the Gaudiya Sampradaya. Let me suffer millions of lifetimes, you know, if at least here in this material world there's a hope of, you know, getting light ray, you know, of Golok. Even the Golok of Raja Parikar of Radha and Krishna go through the Vaikuntha realm. It's very difficult for them to convince the Vaikuntha Pasis who are experiencing eternity knowledge and bliss in their own way and attached to the Aishwarya aspect of Godhead. The Aishwarya Leelas of Krishna or Narayan, it's very difficult for them to give up those attachments because those attachments are attachments to something which is eternal. Whereas here in the material world, whatever attachments we have are attachments to something which is temporary. So at least we have to change the ruse, you know, again and again and again. So we really can't be so attached, even though we have these material attachments. Still, there's better chances of being able to give up the attachments that are cultivated in this material realm than to give up the attachments that are cultivated in the eternal realm of Vaikuntha.
Že my tady jsou připoutanci, které máme, jsou všechny dočasné, když to na Vaikuntě, oni jsou připoutaní něčemu, co je věčné, plné poznávání a blaženosti. Takže tady prostě, když je všechno možné, tak je tady pořád větší naděje se toho prostě dá, to je dočasné.
At least here in Bhartvarsha, on this middle planetary system, Martyrlok, where there's very evident birth, death, old age and disease, we can more or less realize how horrible material existence is. And we're more or less open for whatever mercy we can get. So when the Gaudiya Acharyas come to give us, you know, entrance into the realm of Braja, we're more than happy, you know, to at least endeavor to go in that direction. You know, so it's easier for us. Much easier. Is there anyone here that doesn't want to ultimately attain the realm of Braja, to play with Krishna, dance with Krishna? You know?
Thank you.
serve Radharani. Is there anyone here that would be satisfied to wind up in Vaikuntha for the rest of eternity? Raise your hand. You see, it seems like, you know, the message has come through somehow or other, somewhere along the line. The idea, you know, so some hopes, some aspirations for something beyond that must be manifesting in your hearts. Now, if you want to play with Krishna in the land of Braja, if you want to serve Srimati Radharani and her girlfriends, if you want to play leapfrog with the cowherd boys, or whatever mood you prefer, you know, in context of the Braja Leelas, if you want to do these things, then the next question we have to ask is, how do we get there? We're not going to get there if all we understand about Srila Prabhupada is his external demeanor. Or if we have a superficial understanding of his preaching mood. There's something which is driving that preaching mood. And that is to elevate as many people as possible to the realm of Braja. As many people as possible. To somehow or other help to increase their sukriti so that they can actually have strong faith in the objective of attaining the Braja Leelas and the process by which the Braja Leelas can be attained. Srila Prabhupada is not a representative of Vaikuntha. He's not a representative of Aishwarya Mai Vaidhi Bhakti. As a matter of fact, Srila Prabhupada personally stated in a class here in Vrindavan, in 1972, I think, or 74, I can't remember, maybe it was 74, he said that Vaidhi Bhakti is like licking the outside of the jar of honey. Now, Vaidhi Bhakti may bring us into the proximity of the jar of honey. But we have to take it a step further. We have to open the jar and taste. That is Rag Bhakti.
Why does she need to open the jar?
The means by which the jar may open is the accumulation of lobhamoya, bhakti unmukhe sukriti, by associating with rasik Vaishnavas. That's the only way, the only way, the only way. There's no other way. There's no other way. There's no other way. Rasik Vaishnavas, they have the key by which the lock on that jar of honey can be dismantled. And it's really not very difficult to get the association of Rasik Vaishnavas. As a matter of fact, the true form of our sampradaya is a disciplic succession of Rasik Vaishnavas. Is there anyone here who has not recognized Srila Prabhupada himself as the Rasik Vaishnava? So, but according to the inadvertent association with Rasik Vaishnavas in previous lifetimes, one in this lifetime may or may not have, depending on the degree of association from previous lifetimes and the degree of association in this lifetime, may or may not have a highly evolved level of lobhamoy shraddha.
Ale podle toho, jak jsme se združovali minulý život, nebo i v těchto životech se vlastně bakry tak může nebo nemusí mít vyvinutou tu lobhamoy vlastně shraddhu.
Bhakti is independent.
Bhakti je nezávislá.
There's nothing but bhakti, which generates bhakti. But according to the type of bhakti that one associates with, that type of bhakti will be aroused in one's own heart. It's just like I'll make up an example on the spot. Krishna's giving it this example to me right now, that if you have this cool color white light, then the colors in your dresses and dhotis and whatnot, in your bodily features, they will not appear to be so vibrant because they're more or less washed with a cool light, like moonlight. But if you have a warm color light, it's like if you're out in the moonlight, you can't see the colors very well, but certain colors will come out, like white. You'll see white, but you may not see red very nicely in the moonlight. But if you have either like a warm white color light, or if you're out in the sunlight, then red will come out very nicely, you know, yellow, orange, these nice warm colors will come out nicely.
když píšete na tom teplém světle, jako je třeba na slunci, tak takové ty teplé barvy, to červená, oranžová, prostě budou zářit.
Or another similar example, if have you ever been in a room which only has red light on? You know, then it's like blue gets washed out with red. It looks kind of black, isn't it? But red looks very red. Or if you go into a room with blue light, the red gets washed out, and the blue becomes vibrant. So, this example is to show how even though inherent within the color of your dress are all these colors, but according to the association, one color will come out and another color may be repressed. Isn't it? So similarly, if you associate with Aishwarya Bhaktas who are representative of the realm of Vaikuntha, who have no capacity to display the vibrant colors, so to speak, of the realm of Braja, then even though inherent within the heart of the living entity is the capacity for culturing the moods of Braja, that capacity will not be realized. The potential will not be realized, but rather something of a different nature will come out. So even though that capacity for culturing the mood of Braja is inherent within us, if we associate with the Aishwarya Bhaktas, we cannot awaken our natural constitutional relationship with Krishna, our natural constitutional rasa, you know, in the Braja Bhavas. So, some devotees, even in our Hare Krishna movement, which is an extension of the Gaudiya Sampradaya and meant to propagate the Gaudiya Siddhanta for the benefit of everyone, some devotees, perhaps due to insufficient association with Rasik Vaishnavas in previous lifetimes, their Sukriti is meager, and therefore their receptivity to the message of the Gaudiya Sampradaya may be less than desirable.
Když naše Hare Krishna je vlastně prodloužení Gaudiya Vaishnavské sampradáji, tak díky tomu, že někteří se nemají třeba z mnohých životů tolik, neměli tolik společnosti, rasika Vaishnavů, tak potom se to prostě tak neprojeví.
Jejich schopnost jako pochopit Gaudia jako santu je prostě tím omezená, proto oni nemůžou předávat.
So many devotees may not actually be able to grasp the message which is coming across, and because they only have a certain level of faith or a certain kind of faith, they will see what they're able to see, or they will see what they want to see in the teachings of the Gaudiya Sampradaya or the teachings of Srila Prabhupada.
Vidí jenom to, co jsou schopni vidět, díky to, prostě těm svým schopnostem, anebo vidí jenom to, co chtějí vidět v tom učení, co nám dalším pravdu.
Díky nedostatku, anebo druhu míry, které
předmezní už nefunguje.
You can help each other, there's no problem. I'm still answering his question. So, some devotees will not, due to a lack of receptivity, even if they've been in the movement for a long, long time, or maybe due to the fact that their faith is still not sufficiently evolved, they're maybe not chanting the pure name, you know, they're not... Or maybe even they're chanting the offended name because they're maintaining material attachments even after hearing so many instructions from Srila Prabhupada about the problem of maintaining material attachments.
Takže udaní potom, když nemají tu vnímavost, ať už je to kvůli tomu, že nespívají čisté jméno, nebo že pokračují v udržování svých připoutaností, přestože slyšeli tolik pokynů od Srila Prabhupady, tak...
So these devotees may not be able to actually appreciate very deeply where Srila Prabhupada's mood of compassion is coming from and where it intends to take us. Srila Prabhupada's compassion is not the compassion of Prahlad Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his compassion wasn't the compassion of Prahlad Maharaj.
Srila Prabhupada, stejně jako Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, jeho soucit také nebyl soucit Prahlada Maharaj.
Lord Nityananda's compassion, which is even more compassionate than Lord Chaitanya's compassion, is not the compassion of Prahlad Maharaj. Lord Nityananda's compassion and Lord Chaitanya's compassion far surpasses whatever little compassion Prahlad Maharaj exhibited.
Soucit Nityananda Prabhu a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dalece převyšuje jakýkoliv trochu soucitu, co měl Prahlád Maharaj.
Lord Nityananda's compassion is the compassion of one of the, if not practically the most important, topmost Vrajbasis compassion.
Soucit Nityananda Prabhu byl ten nejvyšší, nejskvělejší soucit Vrajbasiho.
And Srila Prabhupada, as many of us have heard, is an incarnation of Nityananda Swarup Shakti, of Ish. Isn't it? Said like that sometimes?
Srila Prabhupada je inkarnací Nityananda
Swarup Shakti,
of Ish.
Srila Prabhupada himself told that some, in the beginning, they will recognize him as a great acharya.
Prabhupada řekl, že někteří ho rozpoznali jako velkého acharyu na počátcích.
And but then later, they'll understand him as a Shakti or Vesha avatar. But which Shakti? Nityananda Swarup Shakti. Can anyone say who is Nityananda Swarup Shakti? The topmost aspect of Nityananda Swarup Shakti is Janava Mata. Who is Janava Mata? Can anyone say? Anam Manjari. Radharani's younger sister. Who is Adi Guru in the Madhurya Ras. She makes arrangements for the living entities to gain access to the service of Srimati Radharani and Krishna. So, although Nityananda manifests various leelas, just like Lord Chaitanya manifests various leelas, Mahaprabhu was the embodiment of Radha Bhav, but he also accepted the moods of Rukmini sometimes, sometimes the moods of Lalita Devi, sometimes the moods of Bhadrakali, sometimes the moods of Lord Shiva, sometimes the moods of, you know, Narayan, different moods, because ultimately, as the combination of Radha Krishna, you know, all these various tattvas are manifesting from him or her combination.
Takže přestože Chaitanya Mahaprabhu byl představitelem Radha Bhavy, on také měl v těch svých různých zálohách představoval různé manifestací Lality, Šivy, Bhadrakali a všech jiných.
Shiva and Narayana, Balaram sometimes. Yeah. It's like Nityananda, Balaram, Hoyva Nitai. But Lord Chaitanya was relishing the mood of Balaram. You know, bring me wine, bring me wine. With, you know, where's my plow? Like that.
Nityananda was
You know, so similarly, Balaram Huelo Nitai, but Balaram is not just Nitai. I mean, excuse me, Nitai is not just Balaram. Just like Brajananandan Ye Sachi Sutta Huelo Se, but Sachi Sutta is not just Brajananandan, he's something more than Brajananandan. So similarly, Nitai is Balaram, but he's something more than Balaram. He's combined with his Swarup Shakti. And just as Lord Chaitanya is combined with his Swarup Shakti, Krishna's Swarup Shakti, Radha, Radha and Krishna combined, yet there is the differentiated manifestation of Radha in the form of Gadadharva. So similarly, Nitai is combined with various Shaktis, including his topmost Shakti. In this way, Balaram's desire to relish the bhavas of his Supreme Swarup Shakti were fulfilled in Gauralila, in the form of Nitai. And yet, his topmost Swarup Shakti is also differentially manifested as Janava Mata, and Vasudha Mata is also considered a manifestation of Ananda Manjari.
Dalších prostě svých svarup šakty a k tomu ještě má vedla jako další rys, nebo to toho nejvyššího soucitu v podobě Jahana Mati.
It is mentioned that Krishna Shakti Vini Nahitara Pravartana, that without being empowered by Krishna Shakti, no one can propagate the holy name of the Lord. You know, so when we say that Prabhupada is Shakti Vesha Avatar, and as it has been deemed by other God brothers of Srila Prabhupada, and admitted by Srila Prabhupada himself, as far as I remember, that he is Shakti Avesha of Nityananda, Sarup Shakti, it should not surprise anyone that compassion which he's exhibiting, which Srila Prabhupada is exhibited and is exhibiting, is the compassion of Lord Nityananda, or Janava Mata, Janava Nitai, who are inclusive of the Anangamanjari Tattva.
A podpořím to i různý výchovní bratři, i on sám to řekl, tak by nás nemělo překvapit, že jeho soucit je soucit Nityananda Svarup Shakti, potažmo také Jahanava Mati,
kteří zahrnují
Anangu Manjari
Tattva. Our Harinam initiation is coming through the Rupa Nuba Sampradaya. Rupa Nuba Sampradaya. We've all heard about how we're Rupa Nubas. But our Diksha Mantras, our Diksha Initiation, is coming from Janava Mata. So we should not underestimate the power, although Nam is considered to be the most complete and the wider circle, but our mantras that we've received from Janava Mata are also Radmai mantras. They're invested with the power of Janava Mata's mercy upon the fallen conditioned souls. So Prabhupada claimed himself to be both the Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru. So as Diksha Guru, he is the representative of our Diksha Pranali, our Diksha Sampradaya, which has its Siddha Sarup back to Anangamanjari. And the Nam initiation is going back to Rupa Manjari.
Takže
did you grasp it?
Takže
Šila Prabhupáda se prohlásil jak za Diksha Gurua, tak Shiksha Gurua, a tím pádem on reprezentuje jako obě ty linie.
Jo, ale takhle, že přesto, že náma, tam je všechno ve všem, to je prostě jako hlavní, tak bychom měli podceňovat naše Diksha Mantry, jako druhý zasvěcení, protože ty vlastně jsou dávány Jahnava Maty. Takže Šila Prabhupáda se prohlásil za Diksha, dalším Šikadovem, Diksha Gurujem, takže on v té Dikše, on vlastně to tam představuje tu milost Jahnava Maty a v těch Ananga Manjari a to zasvěcení Šikša vlastně se vrací zpátky k Rupa Manjari.
Janava's line is coming through Nityananda.
A ta linie Jahnava Maty prochází skrze Nityananda.
You know, so in this way, of course, Nityananda appears both in the Bhagavad Sampradaya and in the Diksha Sampradaya, Mantra Diksha Sampradaya.
Samozřejmě, že Nityananda se zjevuje v obou těch Bhagavatamidích a také v Diksha Sampradaya.
So in either way, however you cut it, you know, Srila Prabhupada's position, you know, as an extremely compassionate representative of Janavanitai, you know, cannot be disputed.
Takže ať je to, jak chce postavit Srila Prabhupada jako představitel, no, jako nesmírně soucitného, jako prostě na té úrovni Janavanitai se nemůže být diskutováno.
It is stated in Chaitanya Bhagavat that it is only, only by the mercy of Lord Nityananda that the Madhurya services to Radha and Krishna in the mood of Radha Dasyam has been broadcast all over the world.
Pouze a výhradně milostí Nityananda, že ty služby Radharani na Madhurya se jsou rozšířeny v celém světě.
In the book Murali Vilas it is illustrated how even Rupa Goswami Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, they all paid their homage to Janava Mata. And in the Nitya Lilas, it is described in Ramchandra Goswami's book Anangamanjari Samputika. In this book it is described how the Manjaris such as Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, Mani Manjari, and these several Manjaris are described, Rupa Manjari being highly prominent among them, but they all go with Anandamajari to do the Prem Sevas in the Nikunja Bower House when Radha and Krishna are in intimacy.
Je popsáno, že jsou tam popsány různé ty manželi, Ananga manželi, Zatry manželi a několik z nich a také Rupa manželi, která je jako hlavní z nich, ale všechny jdou vždycky s Ananga manželi, když jdou do těch kunžů a je tam připravili ty, jak řekli, ty nejdůvěrnější zavolá o Radha Krishna.
So we should all feel very fortunate that somehow or other, by divine grace, we've become, at least to some extent, to the extent that we are receptive, we've become the objects of the mercy of Radharani's younger sister.
Že můžeme být do té míry, do jaké jsme schopni to vnímat, že jsme objekty milosti Radharani mít mladší sestry.
Heino nitai vinivai, Radha Krishna paitenai. This is a hint, the internal understanding of what that's all about. So, when we say Prabhupada's mood, how deep do you want to go with it?
se řekne Prabhupádova náhra, jak hluboko chcete jít.
You know, and different devotees, according to their angle of vision, will have, you know, so many arguments. But I don't care. Let them argue according to their own, you know, mindset. It is none of my business. You know, my business is to go deep into my own bhajan. And whenever Krishna arranges to at least share a little something with others.
Můj úkol je to zaužít se co nejde do svého vlastního bhajanu, nejhlouběji. A potom, když Krishna dá příležitost, tak se to podělit něco málo s ostatními.
Does that answer your question? At least a little? Is there another question? who wants to dare? Open up the can of worms, right?
We have met with a devotee who was in your close Sankita party and temple in some of the Mahalo. And he has mentioned that you have told him the proper mood by which one should put himself before he starts kirtan. But he didn't say anything specific about it. I was really curious, what is the proper mood when one starts kirtan or japa or anything? One should endeavor to end it.
Well, there are different levels of discussion, you know, concerning that as well. The real proper mood, you know, is that this is the name of my lover, or this is the name of my son, or this is the name of my best friend, or this is the name of my master. You know, and because I love my master, I love my friend, I love my son, I love my lover, therefore I can't not chant his name. I can't stop chanting his name. His name's constantly riddling my heart.
Svého pána, že prostě, když zpívám jméno svého milovaného, jméno svého syna, jméno svého přítele, jméno svého pána, tak nemůžu prostě přestat, nemůžu jako nespívat jejich jméno.
And because I'm separated from my lover, how can I go on living? Because I'm separated from my beloved son, our beloved son, how can I go on living?
Odloučený od svého milovaného syna, jak můžu dál žít?
You know, I'm separated from my best friend. How can I go on living? There's a very sweet story. There's one temple here, Ramji Bhai. Ramji Bhai. Down near the Brijbasi sweet shop, just across from there, there's one satsang hall called Ramji Bhai Satsang Hall. And every year in the Margashirsha month, that's Krishna's month, after Kartik, the month after Kartik, so during that month, they hold a 3-day, 24-hour, a 3-day Akhandik Mahamantra Kirtan program in commemoration of his disappearance, Ramji Bhai's disappearance. Ramji Bhai was a young boy, fairly young boy. I think he was 8 years old. I think he was 8 years old. I can't remember for sure, but that's the number that comes to my mind. And he was he lived in another village outside of Braja. But he used to play with this beautiful boy. He used to play ball with this beautiful boy who he held as his best friend in his heart. This beautiful boy used to come every day and play with him. But then one day, the boy told him that I'm going home.
But we didn't get money.
One day, the boy told him that I have to leave now. I'm going back to my village. So, Ramji Bhai, he asked, where's your village? Why are you going? Where's your village? Where are you going? He told them that I'm going to Vrindavan. That's my village. That's where I live. So he left. And Ramji Bhai was feeling so much separation. This was not so long ago. So at the age of 8, he renounced everything and left family and everything and somehow made his way to Braja. And he was looking everywhere for his friend. He couldn't find him anywhere. So, not far from here, he just sat down on the road, crying, and fasted to death. He
yoksa işte neydi bu falsehood?
That's the mood that we should be chanting the Holy Name. How can we live without him? We've been living without him for, since time immemorial, but it should be coming to us by the grace of our Guru Parampara. A little insight, you know, some depth of understanding. Who it is that we've been looking for and haven't been able to find practically anywhere in this material world. But it's that person that we've been looking for. We've been looking everywhere in all the wrong places. And you couldn't find them anywhere. So our only recourse is to cry out his holy name and beg for his mercy. Please, 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 take me to your lotus feet. I can't live without you anymore. That's Sankirtan. Vipralambanam. That's the mood. In the company of devotees, we can actually cry if we have enough of a heart to do so. But in the public, we have to keep it the crying inside. But we should be crying for Krishna. How can you live without Krishna? Maintaining our fly-like existence, pretending to be some kind of devotees. Do we have a heart or not? Do we have any idea what is bhakti? Or are we still, you know, barely scratching the surface? Licking the outside of the jar of honey. We have to go deep. If we want to get what our Guru Parampara wants to give us. And our human form of life is very, very short. We hardly have any time to do what we really need to do to get there. So we have to get serious about the direction of our spiritual progress. Don't think that Sankirtan is not Raghunatha Bhakti. Sankirtan is Raghunatha Bhakti when that Sankirtan Yoga is prompted by the lobha, the greed, the intense desperation to attain the service of Radha and Krishna in the eternal land of Vraja. Sankirtan is not just an external affair. It has its external feature, but it is not an external affair. Sankirtan is the heart's endeavor to prove to Krishna how much
we want to serve his lotus feet. And that compassion, it is the nature of the soul, gradually evolves to the platform of endeavoring to remind others of their long-lost friend. Just like the gopis make arrangements, cowherd boys also help, especially the Priyanarma Sakhas. They also help make arrangements for Krishna to meet with various other gopis, or gopis to meet with Krishna, various gopis to meet with Krishna. So in the same way, Sankirtan has that internal feature of making arrangements for other gopas and gopis to have the opportunity to actually fulfill their longing, their, to, you know, to come to the end of their search, you know, for their long lost friend, long lost son, long lost lover. So, I don't know if your gurus will agree with me, but that's the way I think about it when I perform Sankirtan. Back home, back to Godhead. Back to Braja. What time is it, please? It's 10 o'clock. So, But I didn't bring my harmonium. and Gopal didn't bring his mridanga. But I guess we should do kirtan. Because
you have
everything?
Yeah.
So bring it out. But we can't have it for very long because I don't want to keep, because he locks the gate.
No.
At a certain time?
It's okay.
Oh, good. You have one of my favorites.
Your favorite one.
One of my favorite ones. And I don't even have to sit on the floor and play. Who has it? This is buzzing.
Yeah. You know the cause? You know the cause?
Cause? Yes, because the reed is slightly coming over to the edge of the reed chamber. So just.
It's not difficult to return.
No.
Okay, we have another one.
You want to keep the door closed?
Yeah, sure.
Close the door, please. Bob, you let the door open.
He'll bring the radar closed. Thank you.